I was in bed reading a book. I was reading a book on my tablet computer, so it had a sort of backlight to it, so it was lit up. And it attracted a small little moth that, first of all, it just landed on my glasses, so it was a little bit annoying, and I sort of flicked it away, buzzed around my head, and basically went into my right ear. And I think I did the natural sort of thing that everybody does, which is sort of just get it out of your ear because it's ticklish. Put my finger in to try and sort of get rid of the moth, and somehow or other managed to push it into my ear canal where it was lodged. Not only that, but it was still alive. So it was basically fluttering around in the inside of my ear.
What does that sound like when there's a moth fluttering around actually inside your head?
Well, I've subsequently learned it's about sort of 2 centimetres in, so it does literally feel like it's inside your head. Obviously, it's trying to get out. It doesn't know what it's doing, so it's getting a bit desperate. So it was pretty horrible. It was sort of like a scraping sound, and sort of set your teeth on edge. It wasn't very pleasant at all, and because it was an actual movement as well, it was making me jump. So I looked a bit strange for quite a while, because every once in a while I would sort of almost jump up in the air with shock as this thing was moving in my head.
How long was it in there for?
Well, it was only in there for, alive in there for a matter of a few hours, but it couldn't actually be removed for the next couple of days. So it went in on Friday evening, and it wasn't until Sunday lunchtime that it was able to be removed by a surgeon.
Could it have done other things while it was in your head?
I'm not entirely sure. I was told by the hospital that it was right at the back of my ear canal, which is probably about the worst place it could have ended up, because it was quite an operation to kind of get it out. It was a couple of centimetres in. It was right next to my eardrum. They said that if it wasn't removed, there's a real danger of infection, because anything that's a living organism in your ear can really damage it, and your ear is susceptible to things like that. So there was a little bit of trepidation that I was hoping that they could actually get the thing out.
What have you done with it now?
When the doctor removed it, she kindly showed me the moth and asked if I could take it home with me. I took it home in a small little plastic bottle, just to basically to show the children, and to, because they'd heard all this thing, but they hadn't actually seen what was in my ear. So at the moment, it's kind of pride of place in the house, a bit of a talking point in the lounge. People come and have a look. The neighbours are aware of it, and they've brought their children round. So we've had a little procession of people coming through looking at this little tiny silver moth that was once in my ear.